Hey, good evening, maybe morning or afternoon by the time you listen to this. Gabe DeArmond here with PowerMizzou.com on State of the Tigers, our weekly show here, delivering the latest and greatest to you in Mizzou sports, brought to you by our friend James Carlton at State Farm Insurance in Webster Groves. Talked to James last week. He's on board with us for another year here at Power Mizzou. Can't say a lot for his golf game, but I can say he is a good insurance agent. He's going to take care of you. You get in touch with him, his information is going to be running across the bottom of your screen, carltoninsurance.net, 314-961-4800. You can get in touch with James, but you're not here to hear about James or listen to me talk. We're going to bring on our guest this week. And now on your screen, four-star Pennsylvania quarterback and recent Missouri commitment, Matt Zollers, joining us. Matt, appreciate your time, man. And it's been about 5 days since you committed to Missouri. You feel like your life has settled down a little bit now that this is over?
Definitely. It's definitely been a little bit more relaxing. I've golfed the past 3-4 days, so I've been able to relax a little bit.
All right, so you're a highly ranked football recruit. I know you're a pretty good basketball player. Are you one of these annoying people that's good at everything and now you're a good golfer too? You gonna tell me that?
I'm an 8.3 handicap.
Okay, so yeah, that's I think that's considered pretty good by most people. What's the best round you've shot?
79, I think.
Okay, there you go. So Missouri may be getting a golfer and maybe a few other things, but first off, before we get into the questions, Matt, I've just got to compliment you. I've been covering recruiting for like 20 years. I've seen commitment ceremonies that last like an hour and they're taking questions and playing live music. You had like a 15-second video, put on a sweatshirt, and you were done with it. Everybody who does what I do appreciates a ceremony like that.
Yeah, I didn't want to drag things out. I just wanted to get straight to the point.
Yeah, for sure. So the first question, I know that not just Missouri fans, but I'm sure a lot of people out where you're from in Pennsylvania had the same question, is how does Missouri come into, you know, Pennsylvania and get a highly ranked kid with options to go all over? What did Missouri do to sell you the last few months?
My number one thing that I was looking for in a college was the connections, like how I'm clicking with the players and all the coaches. And I just feel that from like the jump, that was definitely the best. Like, I just felt the best when I was at Missouri, just most comfortable, like everything like that. So it was a close, like, it wasn't, they were like really above anyone else, but that really just like pushed it over the edge.
Yeah. You said when you committed last Thursday that you finally actually made the decision that morning. I mean, was the process stressful? Did it weigh on you, or did you kind of look at it like, hey, I got a lot of good options?
It wasn't really stressful. It got a little stressful in like the end of January, but when I put out the top four, it kind of settled things down. It wasn't too bad after that, so it was good.
And it just for people listening or watching that maybe aren't as familiar with Matt, I mean, a little over a year ago, I think you got your first offer from Old Dominion. You had a really good sophomore year. The attention maybe didn't start quite as early for you as it does for some kids that are now in your position. Any idea why that was?
I live in a small town in Pennsylvania, like at the bottom corner of the state, and no one's really came out of like anywhere around here, like in our league. Like, there hasn't really been a big recruit out of here. So I guess it's just no one really looked over here at the beginning. And I wasn't really able to go any camps because I used to play baseball. So it wasn't a thing I could do. But once I started going to a bunch of college camps over the summer and then finally putting my name out there. So it definitely helped.
And then you go into your junior year and throw for 2,900 yards. What I think it was 37 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I imagine I imagine people start taking notice of numbers like that too.
Yeah.
I think you guys play in the Pioneer Athletic Conference. Give people an idea. You said you're in a small town. What kind of is the level of high school football that you're playing out there? I don't know if you guys do like 1A, 2A. I'm not sure how you do.
We're 6A in Pennsylvania. Okay. It's a high level. There's some decent teams in our league. Then there's a few good teams, but we only have 6 league games. But the first 4 games of our season are out of league. And last year, I know we had one of the hardest out of league schedules in the state. So our coach goes out and tries to find the hardest games to prepare us for the league, because it's not going to be as good as what you're going to see in the playoffs. So the first 4 games are big, because we need to get used to playing competition like that. But once we get into district playoffs, every single team is a very good football team. So, yeah.
So you feel like you've definitely played against guys that are going to be D1 players. I mean, it's not the SEC, I understand, but you feel like you've tested yourself throughout your career.
D1 players.
Yeah. All right. So I guess Missouri offered, I think in about January, is that right? Were they really on your radar until here after your junior season, or?
They started talking to me at like the beginning of January. Mm-hmm. Well, they actually reached out during the season in like November, and just said like they really like my stuff. And then they reached back out, like Coach Moore reached back out in like the beginning of January, and said he wanted to get on the phone with me. And I called him earlier that day, and then we were just kind of talking, like getting to know each other. But then later that day, he called me again and offered me. So I wasn't really expecting to happen on the day, because I already had a conversation with him prior. But after that conversation, like the first one, I thought the conversation went well. So I was expecting to get one, but I just didn't know it was going to happen the same day.
Yeah. And then you took your visit to Missouri here just in the last couple of weeks. Just tell me about kind of your time on campus and what you had a chance to do and what you liked about it.
I got a chance to basically do the both times are up there. They were completely different visits. The first time I was up there, it was just kind of like showing me around, like seeing everything. But I also got to spend a lot of time with the coaches. Just to see, they didn't have practice that day. The players did like a little, they were throwing routes to each other. So I got to watch that, but like, I didn't really get to interact with any of the players, but I got to see campus and talk to the coaches a lot. But the second time I went there, they had practice. And I really got to like see how the coaches coach the players. I got to interact with the players, stuff like that. So both visits were definitely very accomplishing, in two different ways, but overall, I got to see what I wanted to see.
You mentioned that one of the big things was how you got along with guys on the team. Who were some of the guys that you got a chance to hang out with and got to know, as far as either current players, future teammates, whatever?
Marquise Johnson, Brett Norfleet, Daniel Blood, and then a few other receivers. It was mostly just the offense. I was hanging around with the offense a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious I read a story that your mom went to Ohio State and she's an Ohio State fan. So that's, you grew up with some of that in your family. So if Missouri didn't really pop on your radar until January, curious if you watched the Cotton Bowl and if you had one feeling about that game and if that feeling changed at all.
I think I did watch a little bit of the Cotton Bowl. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really grow up an Ohio State fan, even though it was like really big in our house. It kind of died down a little bit as my brother went away to college, but because he was a big Ohio State fan too, so it was basically both of them. They were just feeding off each other. But I'm kind of more of like, I just like players, so I don't really root for a certain team. But like back, like when I was little, if I had to pick a college team, like I would pick Ohio State. But right now, obviously, I pick Missouri, but
right.
I just kind of like players.
So if you're talking about liking certain guys, I'm curious if there are certain quarterbacks that you've kind of watched tried to pattern your game after at all.
My favorite quarterback's Joe Burrow. So him, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, those are the three guys that I feel like I play the most like. And then also CJ Stroud. He was my favorite rookie.
I think he's a lot of people's favorite rookie, no question. So I know we mentioned your passing numbers, but how would you describe your mobility? You know, you ran for 7 touchdowns. Are you a guy who runs when he has to, or are you a guy that looks to run?
I'm definitely a guy that runs when I have to. But like also in high school, we have a bunch of design runs for me. So like when I need to, like I'll run, like in big games, I will get a decent amount of design runs because I need to, like we need those extra yards. But I'm not just going to take off just to take a pointless hit. Like there's no point of that. But like if we need the yards, like I'll go get them. So yeah.
So we're talking again with Missouri quarterback commit Matt Zollers. What's your current plan? I don't know if you know yet, but are you hoping to graduate early and be here for spring football, or have you decided that?
Yeah, I'm going to graduate early.
Okay, so you be on campus right about 9 months from now. Has it everybody that goes through this process and commits at the highest level and all that, like this is something you've been working for a long time. Has it kind of hit you that hey, you know this process, you're right on the doorstep of doing something you've wanted to do for a long time, or do you think that's going to take a while to sink in?
It hasn't sunk in yet. I think it'll take a couple weeks. But it's definitely really cool. I feel like I've been working pretty hard for this in these past couple of years. Because actually, so I didn't start playing quarterback until I was in like 8th grade. I used to play receiver. Okay. So our team needed a quarterback, and I used to play baseball so I could throw. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then I liked it. So then I started training for it. So these past couple of years, I think I trained pretty hard for it.
How long did it take you and your coaches to figure out, oh, hey, I can do this quarterback thing. I might be pretty good at this.
A couple practices.
There you go. And then did you say, hey, you know what? Why haven't you guys had me doing this for a while? Was there a quarterback on the team previously or something?
In youth football, we kind of just like ran like Wildcat.
Okay.
In the beginning, and then I kind of just moved the receiver like as I grew up, because it's just like then I feel like it was just like a normal thing to do. Like you want the ball in your hand as much as you want in youth football, so that's just kind of what happened.
Curious, you grew up in Big Ten country, but I'm sure you watch all kinds of college football. Is there a certain place that you're looking forward to playing, or a certain, you know, team or game that you really now coming to Missouri playing in the SEC that you have marked down?
I don't really know much about the SEC stadiums, except I know like they're all really loud. I don't know like who's above who, but I know there's like a list of really loud teams, and then it drops off, I'd say. So I don't know the list in my head, but one of those teams.
Yeah, I got there's a few of them. I guess you still, since you committed, are you still getting calls? Are you still having coaches, you know, want to get in touch with you? Have you shut that all down? How do you handle it?
From Thursday, I haven't really talked to any other coaches.
Yeah.
It's kind of just been the Missouri coaches, basically.
Yeah. All right. So you play at Spring Ford High School. So, tell me about your senior season. You guys, you know, what's the goals? How's the team look next year?
I think we're gonna have a pretty good team next year. We lose 2 offensive linemen, 2 receivers, and then a linebacker and a defensive lineman. So we're getting back a lot of people, and most of our team was juniors last year. Actually, I think we only had like two or three sophomores starting. So we have a lot of experience too. So I think we're going to be good next year.
Outside of football and golf, man, you got another 9 months as a high school kid. What do the next 9 months look like for you? What do you want to do?
I like to go fishing when it gets warmer here. I stopped that when football season started, but like the whole last summer, I used to go fishing with my friends all the time. So that probably.
Okay, there you go. I know that Missouri coaches at times have used fishing on recruiting trips. Like I don't do it myself, but I know there's a lot of good fishing around here. So Matt, I appreciate your time, man. We look forward to senior season and getting to know you when you get down here to Columbia. And just to kind of finish up, anything that either I didn't ask or that you want Missouri fans to know?
I think you covered everything.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you later on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Matt Zollers, Missouri quarterback commitment as of last week. And just wanted to give you guys a chance to hear from him and hope you enjoyed it. We're trying to give you some more insight. We talked to Jacob Cruz last week, the basketball signee, trying to give you guys a little more access to some of the recruits, some of the commitments, some of the kids that are, you know, kind of next up while we're in the offseason. During the year, the show obviously focuses a lot on the games, what's going on with the teams. But during the offseason, we want to give you guys a chance to get to know kind of that next generation of Missouri players. So appreciate Matt for joining us, spending some time here on a Tuesday night when we recorded this. Could be Wednesday morning before you all listen. But want to remind you that every week, and there are going to be times during the year where we'll do more than one show, but every week we're going to do at least one brought to you by James Carlton, our friend at State Farm Insurance in Webster Groves, Missouri. You can get in touch with him at carltoninsurance.net. You can call him at 314-961-4800. He's always got a team of people in the office. Well, not always. I mean, not overnight, but, you know, business hours. There's always going to be a live human being that you can call, get in touch with about your insurance needs. If you talk to James, he's going to talk to you a little bit about Mizzou sports, and that'll be a good conversation. He's going to try to get you the best deal he can. While you're here, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the like button, comment, share, subscribe, do all those things. You'll get alerts when we go live if you subscribe to the channel. If you're listening on the podcast, just leave a nice review, say good things, share it with your friends. Much appreciated. And we'll be back, who knows, maybe before next week, but we'll definitely be back next week with another edition of State of the Tigers. Talk to you then.